The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media and the Wrestling Viewpoint Network. Welcome back to the Wrestling Viewpoint Network. I'm Ken Napsuk, and here we begin in 2015 our new series, In 10 Minutes, where we take a look at wrestling shows in 10 minutes or less. And our first event of the year is the Royal Rumble 2015. The Royal Rumble, I think, by far, is wrestling fans outside of WrestleMania. It is wrestling fans' most favorite event. That's the one we kind of always have liked growing up. Anything can happen. People show up. People fight who don't normally fight. It's a great event. I love it, going all the way back to its humble beginnings with Hacksaw Jim Duggan winning, and of course the first one on pay-per-view with Big John Studd winning, then a couple from Hogan, then you move on to the early 90s Flair. I think 92 is still the best Rumble, but this is not a review of Rumbles. Look, we all love to criticize WWE events. That's, if you're a wrestling fan, that's kind of a hobby. You armchair quarterback what they put up there, and you snark it, you bemoan it, and you criticize and all that good stuff. But we here at Wrestling Viewpoint Network, part of our goal is to celebrate the great American art form of professional wrestling. That's why we have shows like the California Classic Wrestling Podcast and our look back at the Attitude Era, a lot of shows we did before. But armchair quarterbacking is part of the fun of being a wrestling fan, just like it is being a sports fan, baseball, football. That's why you have pregame and postgame shows all around. We love to talk about it, and I consider myself a bit of a professional and expert appreciator, so that's what I like to do here. But there's things to celebrate, there's things to talk about, there's things to question, and as always, I consider WWE one of my favorite forms of entertainment, and I love the world of professional wrestling. Yes, I still consider WWE professional wrestling, though it's definitely entertainment, it's definitely a business, and they're definitely selling the next event, and that's things they have to do. Pity WWE. I pity them, and you should too, because exactly almost 1 year ago, we were all crying foul when Batista and his sneakers came back and won the Royal Rumble, taking it away from Roman Reigns. We all wanted Reigns. We probably wanted Daniel Bryan, but when Daniel Bryan went out, we all turned our attention to Roman Reigns, the next guy up, the Shield's de facto leader, and he eliminates his Shield brethren, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and we wanted Reigns, but Batista got it, and the crowd reacted, and it set up, well, a memorable WrestleMania, but the road to WrestleMania was a little bumpy. We all criticized the WWE then, and also remember the year, was it 2-3 years prior? You had Sheamus winning over Chris Jericho. We all wanted Jericho to come back and win, and that didn't happen. So we as fans, we get a little prickly. We get a little demanding, and I think sometimes we should just pump the brakes and enjoy the show, enjoy the ride. That said, I too was a little disappointed in seeing Roman Reigns win and the fact that Rock comes back and has to kind of give the rub. But it's nice. They're related. They're cousins. It's not unexpected. And it was a fun moment. Anytime the Rock comes back, it's a fun moment. Now, see here, if the Rock had won, we all probably would have been happy setting up Rock versus Brock. And that would have been a very, very big event at WrestleMania. But did that make sense? Would that make sense? And Rock, I don't think he's really ever going to come back to wrestling after he did the last time. I was surprised he came back to the level that he did. Then he hurts himself. He's got a burgeoning, it's not even, he's got a movie career at this point. He is one of the top draws in the world. And there's no turning back. Will he ever wrestle again? Sure, I could see it, I guess. But I don't think you have him come back for a main event with Brock Lesnar. So, if it's not Daniel Bryan, it's got to be Roman Reigns, right? Well, there's other choices. But here's the one thing I think about the Royal Rumble that has kind of changed over the years, now that we've all become, quote, smart to the business. Newsflash, you're not all smart to the business, myself included. We're still just fans. You're not in those meetings. You don't know what it takes to run some of these shows. WWE is a well-oiled machine. And sometimes I like to remind people just to sit back and trust and relax and enjoy the show as it unfolds in front of you, like I said. But I get it this year. I get that Roman Reigns seemed disappointment. It's because lots changed in the year. Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose have stepped up. Their ability to talk or the ability to perform in the ring supersedes that of Roman Reigns, though Roman Reigns definitely has the look. The injury set him back. I know he's taken some acting classes. If he could cut a decent promo, I don't think anyone would have a problem. But as of right now, he is scripted. He is scripted, and that sets up a problem. Can he change? Can he break through that? I hope so. I hope so for the sake of the WWE, because I tell you, Roman Reigns, he has a look, and I think he does some great things in the ring. And look back to a year ago when we all were celebrating what Reigns did in the Rumble and booing Batista. Reigns is the same guy. He's the same guy. He had an injury. He's back. If he fights Brock Lesnar, is that going to be a bad thing? Did you really think it was going to be Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar? Here's the thing, like I was saying, we're all smart, quote, smart to the business. I'm putting very big air quotes around that. The Rumble, we all kind of know who's going to win going in. The air of predictability is gone because of what it means now. It's like the Major League Baseball All-Star Game playing for real this time since 1993. The Royal Rumble winner has gone on to WrestleMania. That's the reason you do it. And I understand doing that. It makes the Royal Rumble important. And everyone going in the ring has a chance, a realistic chance to be in the WrestleMania main event. Right, Titus O'Neil? Coming in at 26? Yeah. With Brock winning, it sets up what we all knew had to happen. It's going to be Roman Reigns. If it wasn't The Rock, it was going to be Reigns. I don't see Daniel Bryan. He's not plugged into that storyline right now. I don't see it being Cena. We definitely want to move on from that, right? So it was kind of fait accompli. We knew it was going to happen. Roman Reigns coming in. The thing I didn't like about the Reigns win is, whereas last year, he put on quite a show. Kind of that Diesel 94 show where he broke through and you said, look at this guy, and the crowd was behind him. This year, he didn't look that strong. Bray Wyatt looked strong at points. A lot of other people looked strong. Even Big Show looked strong, coming in, knocking people out, and throwing them out like a sack of potatoes. Boogeyman looked strong. So Reigns didn't look strong until the end, until he got the second energy. But you know what? At the end of the day, you don't remember beat by beat. You just remember who won. So Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, or whoever, has a title at WrestleMania is a good thing. Looking at the rest of the card, do we have to? Do we have to talk about New Day versus Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Adam Rose? No, we don't. It was on the pre-show. The Ascension versus New Age Outlaws started the show. Hey, I love the New Age Outlaws. They come out, they get the crowd going. I feel sorry for the Ascension guys. If you watch them on NXT, I think they have it. I really do. And they've kind of been saddled with some bad makeup and forced to look like the tag teams of the past. But I like that. I like that. I think it'll come around, but it's going to be a long, long road for the Ascension guys to come out. I think they deserve it. They put in their time in NXT, and they're a good team. I'm still going to give them a chance, though it's been a long climb. Usos versus Miz and Damian Mizdow. How over is Mizdow? This guy, this is what you do if you're a young indie wrestler out there. You just get your foot in the door. Steve Austin's going to be the ringmaster. He'll take it because he's going to get his foot in the door. Damian Sandow has been received varying levels of pushes in his time in the WWE, but he's kept going. He's adapted. And the Mizdow character is working. You can tell. The fans in Philly loved him tonight. Bella Twins versus Natalya and Paige. I love Paige. I'm a huge Paige mark. I think she is one of the best wrestlers out there right now, even though she doesn't get to show it. This match went long. It was a long Divas match, and that works in NXT. The crowd's behind it there. The crowd, even the announcers, maybe even the company, aren't behind it. Here it comes off as a giant commercial for Total Divas. So the three-way main event, WWE World Heavyweight Championship match, Brock Lesnar, John Cena, Seth Rollins. I know you want to boo John Cena, and I'm okay with you booing John Cena. John Cena's okay with you booing John Cena, but I don't like that people boo Cena the man. Now, do I know him personally? No. Who knows his personal life? But what he does professionally as John Cena the man, I don't think you can boo him. I don't know how you realistically boo him. You want to boo the character? Fine. But I don't think people are booing the character. They're booing Cena. He is involved consistently in so many excellent main event matches. Go back to that Punk Chicago 2011. One of my favorite matches in 20 plus years of professional wrestling. I'm telling you, this match, Cena, Rollins, Lesnar went all out. It was worth the price of admission. Lesnar looks so damn. I would hate to stand in the ring with him, or an octagon, or even at a bus station with him. Lesnar looks strong. He's going to go into WrestleMania with I think he'll make it to the bout. I can't imagine him doing some sort of switch before that. He is your top draw. They're doing so good with that. You know, where does Cena go from here? I don't know. He'll find something, whether it's Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania or Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, he'll find something. Cena will be okay. But I think the star of this match for me, I think it's Cena in a weird way, because he's always involved and his presence brings an intensity, even if it's booze, he brings that to the match. The Rumble itself was good, entertaining, as we're into overtime here past the 10-minute mark. This is going to happen a lot on this show. Let me tell you, the best parts about the Rumble aren't really about who wins for me. I can't remember who won 3-4 years ago, but I remember the moments. I remember Ricardo Rodriguez coming in and doing a great comedy spot. I remember Mick Foley and Santino Marella. I remember Kofi Kingston spots. That's what's fun about the Rumble, and this year had some great moments. Bubba Ray Dudley coming back. I hope this means Velvet Sky will somehow show up in the WWE at some point if Bubba sticks around. I don't know. It's probably a one-time thing for Bubba, but what a fun moment to come back in Dudleyville, and that was a great moment. I enjoyed that. Hey, I have enjoyed DDP coming in, but I definitely enjoyed the Boogeyman. I'm the Boogeyman. What a weird character, but it harkens back to a fun part time in wrestling. I always kind of liked the Boogeyman, weird as it seems. And that guy's, he's like in his early 50s or mid-50s. He still looks great. He knows what to do. The Rumble itself had some up and down. I loved what they did with Bray Wyatt. I didn't understand what they did with Daniel Bryan, but I'm going to see. That's always been Bryan's character. It's always been his character. He's a bit of an underdog. He's a bit, you don't know. I mean, we were all scared and questioned, and we were all dead certain out here in Smarkville. We were dead certain that Triple H, Paul Levesque, he was burying Bryan Danielson, our American Dragon. Look what they did. They gave him one of the best moments in 30 years of WrestleMania history. So have faith with Daniel Bryan. See what he's going to do. Ziggler had a good pop. Fans are behind him still. That guy deserves something down the line. He'll get it. He's such a talent. There's some great moments in this one. Rusev looks strong. I like Bad News Barrett coming back and looking strong. Dean Ambrose had a good Royal Rumble. I think he did a great showing for himself. I didn't think he was going to win. He was an outside shot, but Ambrose is just, he has something, obviously, I'm a fan of him. Just, I always say, watch his eyes, and you will see the intensity come on out. So overall, this Royal Rumble, I'm going to give the Rumble itself maybe a 3 out of 5. It did kind of, I thought it lagged at the end. It was a weird choice to have everyone kind of still be in there. But, you know, that's what they did. It was different. But the ending, a little anticlimactic for us prickly spoiled fans. Roman Reigns, who, by the way, blood dripping off his face. He looked like he really, really got popped there at one point. The Rock coming out and helping his cousin. Man, that's family. It's good. And it could work. Let's just get behind it. Let's see what's going to go on. The Rumble itself, I'm going to say 3 out of 5. That triple threat match for the World Heavyweight Championship. God, that title's a mouthful, is it? That match, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5. There was some great, great stuff in there. Rollins, that guy can bump. That guy can move. He's got a quiet intensity. He's kind of a loner. Both you hear the stories. You hear him telling podcasts. He is kind of a loner back there. I think they play upon that eventually. And by the way, J&J Security, Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury with two great spots. The double suplex stuff there with Lesnar, and then the Cena move. Those guys, they've been doing great behind the scenes for years now in the WWE. They got to be enjoying this stooge spotlight. All right, I am in overtime. That was a Royal Rumble 2010 minutes plus look. Join the conversation. Follow us on Twitter at WrestlingVN and find us on Facebook. Follow me at Ken Napsok, and we can talk about wrestling. Join the conversation. Tell me what you thought about the Royal Rumble, what you would have wanted to see. Were you happy with it? Maybe you're thrilled that Reigns won. Vince McMahon would want you to be thrilled that Reigns won. Maybe you're not. But give me something real. Don't just say, Daniel Bryan should have won. Tell me why. Tell me how. Tell me where you would take it. That is what wrestling is about. Pro wrestling is about selling the next event, getting people back in the seats. And did the WWE do that? There was some predictability here at some points, so maybe they'll bring you back for more. For the Wrestling Viewpoint Network and Royal Rumble 2015 in 10 minutes, I'm Ken Napsok. We will see you next time.